tried
my,
not to
my
make
heels
it too
aren't
obvious.
High enough, obviously. Thank you all for sticking around. I had this vision of speaking to maybe 5 or 10 people by this point. So, as you know, I was, and still am, by distance, a faculty member here at Hopkins, a mother of three, yoga instructor, healthy, vibrant person, and until the fall of 2005, when I began to feel extremely tired. I had a baby who was 1 year old and 2 9-year-old identical twins, Gabby and Zoe, my baby Lindsay. And I decided to extend my maternity leave because I was feeling too tired to come back to work. As the months progressed, I became more and more fatigued, which led to depression. In March, in the springtime, we were scheduled to go on a really great sort of annual trip skiing and in the sunshine in Arizona, skiing in Colorado. And I thought, okay, if this vacation doesn't, you know, kick me out of this sort of depression, then I'll go see the doctor. So about a week before we left, I bumped my rib on the crib and had excruciating pain, way out of, you know, what was expected. And when we were at our skiing portion of the trip, I decided not to ski. I just wasn't feeling well. I was really tired, and this pain was still excruciating. And if you know me and how much I love to ski, that was a pretty profound decision. When we returned from our trip, the day after we returned from our trip, and I had scheduled an appointment with the doctor, and prior to seeing him, I bumped my leg on a railing, and the bruise that formed was so big and so rapid that I knew that something was seriously wrong. The doctor performed some tests, and my platelet count was dangerously low. I was rushed to the emergency room and transfused with platelets. And tests were done over the weekend. And on Monday, we had the definitive diagnosis of acute lymphocytic leukemia, which in children is not such a terrible disease, but in adults, someone my age, and the type of genetic variation that I had left me with a less than 20% chance of survival with a bone marrow transplant. Zero chance of survival without. Unfortunately, there were no matches. We did our own bone marrow drive where 2,000 people from the community came and did a national and international search, but there were no matches. I ended up having a less common procedure, which was a mismatch transplant, which led to a very difficult recovery. So since my transplant, I've been hospitalized over 20 times, some for many, many weeks. And the last was only about a month, month and a half ago. I've had over 40 CT scans, 60 transfusions, and lots of complications, lots of infections. I was on high-dose steroids. I was 70 pounds heavier, which led to Addison's disease, which is a disease of the adrenal glands where they shut down, diabetes, bone demineralization, and all kinds of things, and not to mention a psychosis. So I was very, very, very sick. The last year has been quite good. Back to driving. I'm carpooling my children. I've even visited Hopkins on occasion for grand rounds. But what happened was, as my physical health was improving, my psychological and emotional health, it became apparent that that was pretty damaged and that I was suffering from severe post-traumatic stress, which I was in complete denial of about a year ago. Recently, I was selected as a volunteer for a very interesting study here at Hopkins. Fortunately, it was right in my backyard at Bayview. And the study involves psilocybin with cancer patients. And for those of you who don't know what psilocybin is, it's the psychedelic chemical in magic mushrooms. And what the theory is and what the data shows is that it's helped significantly with post-traumatic stress. They use it for other situations, but fortunately they were using it for cancer patients. And what it involved was a number of weeks of preparation, talking about what might come up in the study during the session and how to deal with it, and some practice guided meditations so that, you know, I'd be familiar with this setting so that there was very little unexpected. I came to the study room. I had two sessions, very high dose psilocybin. And I was able to lay down on a very comfortable couch. I brought lots of memorabilia with me, including a blanket of my father's, which he had for many, many years. And he had passed 1 year prior to the studies, almost 1 year. His death as well, I had not really been able to grapple with. And let me just digress for a minute and say that what happens when you have post-traumatic stress is that what happened to me was my affect sort of flattened out, and I was unable to emotionally connect with what was going on, and I just became a soldier. I just really became a survivor. But after a while, I didn't need to be a soldier anymore, yet this wall still existed. So we had a little, bring you back to the study, we had a little ceremony in the morning with a cup that came from Mexico where they do this ritual. I took this pill and my guides who were with me wanted me to check to make sure it wasn't for them for the last time, because they kept hoping maybe they would have the opportunity to take the medication. So I was the lucky one. And I took the pill and we went through all these pictures that I brought and was able to lay down with the blanket of my father's, with eye shades, listening to amazing opera and classical and world music that was choreographed to the session, and encouraged to just let myself go, to just let my mind go, that it would come back and I would be supported. And what I found was that I was able to finally empathize with myself and understand what I had gone through and what my children had gone through and my parents and everybody else who was touched by my illness. I was able to finally let go of the fear of death. I had a lot of clarity. I was grappling with some major life decisions, including moving, including the end of a difficult marriage that we had been trying to save for some time. And at the end of the session, I felt so much more alive. It was the second part of the recovery that I felt so lucky to have experienced. Probably years of therapy couldn't have matched the amount of work that took place in those sessions. And just to finish off, I just want to tell you how great life is right now, and how clear I am, how happy I am to just be living within my limitations, that they don't define me anymore. I'm back to being a mommy. I found a wonderful house that's really been, you know, the intention of that house is peace and love and healing. And my relationships have improved, my sleep has improved, and my anxiety is reduced. So I just want to say that, suffering and going through something really challenging can actually end up being a blessing. And that's all, really.